Be'ezrat Hashem is Baruch Hu, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam Maseches Eirvin, in the Sefer Zman, in the Book of Designated Times, which in this parak we discussed regarding one Eiriv from many different Chatzeris. We spoke about Eiriv and Chatzeris, or Tuf and Mavoyis, joining them together. What happens if you want to make it from many different courtyards? So Rambam gets halacha regarding this of transferring something between different courtyards. So if you have Chaloyin Shebein Shtei Chatzeris, a window between two different courtyards, if it's 4x4 hand breadths square, or yes, or more than that, and it was closed from the ground within 10 hand breadths from the ground, and even if actually all of it was above 10 tefachim, but as long as some of it was within 10 tefachim, or if all of it is within 10 tefachim, and some of it is above 10 tefachim, but if it has that dimension of 4x4 and it's somewhat within 10 tefachim, if the dwellers of these two courtyards want la'arv kulam erev echad to make it joined together in one eruv, hershus b'yadim, they have that option. The yasek kachatzar achas, and they make themselves like one courtyard, the yatatlam zulazu, and they can carry from one to the other because the window is considered like a pesach, like an opening between two courtyards, because it has the requisite shear within from the ground and an amount that you can use to get through from one to the next. Now, at the same time, b'mratzu, if they want to, and that's the uniqueness of the Pesach, ma'arvin shnei erivin, they can make two separate erivin, el atzmam, this courtyard for themselves, and this for themselves, because they're not totally breached, at the same time, they're not totally blocked off, there's an opening. Now, but hayachalon pachas ma'arba, but if the window was less than four tefachim squared, so it's not considered like an opening, it's just like a crack, I'll show you kulilam al masor, let's say all of that opening was above 10 tefachim in the ground. So that means to say there's a full-fledged partition that's dividing the two different courtyards, because this opening is above 10 tefachim, so there's still that mechitza of what's a height of 10 tefachim. So then ma'orvin shnei erivin, they have to make two separate erivin, el asmim, these for themselves and these for themselves, we don't see them as one. Halacha base. Now, when we say this, when there's a window between two different courtyards like we spoke about, but not between two courtyards, but between two houses, which a house we view as if it's filled up, and therefore even if the window is above 10 tefachim, it's still going to be considered as if it's within 10 tefachim. Like the Gemara says, basic amount demal yadam, it's like it's filled up. So then the even if it's above 10 tefachim, if it has the requisite shear of 4x4, it will qualify to join them together like a Pesach. Same thing, again, if you consider the whole house filled up, so to the window between the first floor and the second story. Imratzu, if they want to, if they have that window that's 4x4 tefachim, ma'arvin erev echad, they could join together as one. Even if there's no ladder to get to that skylight. V'hu, as long as she'yeh b'arba al bar, like we said, as long as it's 4x4 tefachim squared, this window. Now, hayu chalayin ogel, if the window was round, a circle, if there is enough in that circle to square out a square of 4x4, then it's going to have the same quality as that squared 4x4, and it'll be a Pesach. Halacha Gimel, if there's a wall between two different courtyards, or a pile of straw, that's between two different courtyards, if it's pachas masar tvachim, if it's less than the height of 10 handbreadths, so marvin erivacha, they make one eriv together, ve'im marvin shnayim, you cannot make two separate erivim, because they consider as one courtyard, because it's not divided with a mechitza, which is a minimum of 10 tvachim. Ha'yikvoya asara, yes, okay, but if it was 10 tvachim high, or more than that, then marvin shnei erivim, they have to make two separate erivim, elasman ve'elasman, this for themselves, this for themselves, they consider as two different chaseres. But if they had between them sulamikan mesulamikan, a ladder on one side, a ladder on the other side, so harim kepesach, the wall now is like an opening because it is a partition. At the same time, there's a way through, which is really what a pesach is. It's not totally open, not totally breach. And therefore, if they want to, they could make one if they want to, because it's considered like an opening because of the ladders. And actually, even if the ladder was straight up near the wall, you can't really go up such a ladder until you pull it away a little bit. So you pull it away from the bottom, from the wall, so that then you can go on the angle. Still, it's going to permit. Even if the top of the ladder didn't get to the top of the wall. But if it's left with less than three tefachim from the top, which you always know that that's considered love it as if it's like closed and extended, and if they want to, they can make one erev because it's considered like a pesach between these two different chatzers. Halacha dalt. Let's say the width of the wall was four tefachim. So therefore, it's very easy to walk on the wall itself. And they made ladders on either side of the wall from either side of the chaseris. So although the ladders are far from each other, which you would say, okay, it's not going to help to get up on one side, you're not going to have to get down. No, imratz, if they want to, they could make one area because they can go along the entire wall and to get from one ladder to the next, to be able to get through from one to the next. So it's like a Pesach. Now, but if the width of the wall is not four tvachim, then im ein bein hasulam shlesha, then only if you don't have between the ladders three tvachim, then it's like considered as one, ma'orvin echad, then you can make one erev. But ha'i b'nei shlesha, if the distance is greater than three tvachim, ma'orvin shnayim, you have to make two separate erevin, because the wall separates between the two different courtyards. Halacha hei, banu matzeva agav matzeva. If a platform was built on top of a platform, b'tzad ha'kaisel, on the side of the wall, and from the platform to the top of the wall, you don't have 10 tvachim. So miyesh batachtoina arba, if the low one has 4 tvachim, an area of 4 tvachim, so memayit, so then it's going to diminish, where the measurement of 10 tvachim, it can be considered as if there's no partition here of 10 tvachim, because it's you don't see a full wall, because you have this matseva that's taking away from its height. But in batachtoina arba, but if it doesn't have even the area of 4 tvachim, but if the ain bin or lebein aliyin shleisha, but if between the first platform and the second one you don't have three tvachim, then memayde will diminish, because it's considered as one. And the v'merotz, if they want to bar v'necha, they can make one erev. And v'chim v'madriga shel eitz shavasav machan l'kaisa, something is regarding steps made out of wood that's near the wall. Again, these are all going to make like as if the wall doesn't have the particular height to make a separation. And you want, you can make it as one, because it's like a pesach. There's a way through it. It's not considered divided with the wall. So essentially, it's really what the metzeva gam metzeva is, very similar to that of these steps that you have. Aloch above, kaisel gavaya, a tall wall shabin shtei chatzeres, it's between two different courtyards. V'ziz yitzim b'emtzeosay. Now you have a protrusion that's coming out of the middle of the wall. So im nishir min aziz adresha kaisel. If it remains from the protrusion until the top of the wall pachas masar, less than 10 tvachim. So manich sulam lefnei aziz. What you could do is you could put your ladder in front of the protrusion. So the top of the ladder is going on the protrusion, and through that, the ladder is considered like as if steps going up to the protrusion. And then from the protrusion to the top is less than 10 tvachim. So ma'arvinachin ratz, if they want to make one erev, again, because you don't have any one mechitza of 10 tvachim. But if you put the ladder on the side of the protrusion, in a minute, then it's not going to diminish. Ultimately, you do have a height of 10 tvachim blocking. Now, if the wall was a height of 19 tvachim, what you could do is mitzi zizechad be'emtzi. You could have one protrusion coming out in the middle. Arvin echem ratzon. And then if they want, they can make one erev. Because shadim min aziz ad the oretz pachas mazar, from the protrusion until the ground, less than 10 tvachim. Min aziz elyon ad resha kaisel, from the upper protrusion until the top of the wall, is also pachas mazar, is less than 10 tvachim. So you're not going to have any one mechitz of 10 tvachim. Hayi kaisel gavoy esrim tvachim. Now, if the wall was 20 tvachim high, so tzarek shnei zizin, then you need to have two protrusions. Zeh shalik and neged zeh, one not directly opposite the other one. Atshiyah bein aziz atachnu bein aretz, that you have from the lower protrusion until the ground, pachas masar, less than 10 tvachim. Bein aziz elyon bein aretz kaisel, between the upper protrusion and the top of the wall, pachas masar, also less than 10 tvachim. And then ma'arvin echad ratz, and then they want to make one erev they can make, so that you can get from one protrusion to the next protrusion, and then you're always having less than 10 tvachim, less than 10 tvachim, not mechitza, so you can get from one to the next, to the top of the wall, and then that would be qualified as a pesach. Halacha zayin. Dekel shachatacha. If there was a tree, a palm tree that was chopped down, and it was leaning on the top of the wall and on the ground, so it was there on the angle. So if they wanted, they can make one erev, because it's like a ramp going up. You don't have to establish it as in a structure. So to a ladder, what makes it permanent is its heaviness. You don't have to attach it as part of the structure. But if there's straw separating, it says between the two courtyards, and Masulmukan, you have a ladder on either side, you cannot make one erev. Because you can't have the sole of the person's foot going on the ladder. If there's nothing to support it, because the wall that the ladder would lean on would collapse, because it's made out of straw. Now, if there was a ladder in the middle, and the straw was only on either side, but in the middle it was very strong, like a pillar that supported where the ladder would be, then the merotz, if they want to, they could make two Erevin, but really the main point, actually, if they want to, they can make one Erev, because you could use a ladder, and the ladder would combine the two quarters to be as one, because it would be supported. Halacha ches. There was a tree on the side of the wall. They, so to speak, made that tree as a ladder, which they would climb the tree to go on the top over the wall. If they want to, they could make one Erev. Why? It's only a rabbinic prohibition that causes that you cannot go up on the tree to get over the wall, but biblically you could, and therefore it's considered as one, as if there is a Pesach. But let's say you made an Asherah Shabbat tree as a ladder for the wall. You cannot make one. Biblically, you're not allowed to have benefit. It's forbidden to have benefits. So you can't go on the tree, biblically. And therefore, it's considered as a separation between this wall, between the two chatzers. Halacha test. If you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high, and you're coming to diminish it, because you want to be able to make one Erev, so you can't have a partition of 10 tefachim separating, so you're trying to minimize the height of the wall. If you have the length of what you're minimizing from height, you have a length horizontal, arba tefachim of 4 tefachim, more than echad, you could already make one Erev together, because you already have an amount of a Pesach, because less than 10 tefachim, along an area of 4 tefachim. Now, saser miktsas akaisel. In other words, if some of the thickness of the wall you demolished achinismait masara, until on one of the courtyards the wall is less than 10 tefachim. So tzide hakatzer, the side that's narrower, nois lechatzazu. You give it to this courtyard for the utility, because on that side of the courtyard the wall, the height of the wall is not 10 tefachim anymore. But a shahar kaisel gavaya, the rest of the height of the wall that's high, that height of the wall is leben shnei chatzeres, is for between the two different courtyards. Halacha Yud continues with regarding when there's a breach between the two different courtyards. Nifrat kaisel gavaya shabenem. If this tall wall has gets a break in between these two courtyards, see imhoisa pirtsa, if the breach was in the width at eser amis up until 10 amis. Meaning, and it still remains from the wall on the two sides, so that's considered like a Pesach, like the opening. So, Marvin Shnei Erevin, you can make two separate Erevin, they're still separate. But if they want Marvin Echad, they can make one Erevin, and they shook a Pesach again, it's like an opening. I say, yes, Master, if the breach was more than 10 Tfach, than 10 Amis, even though you still have a huge part of the wall that's still there, it's not a partition anymore because you have a breach more than 10 Amis. So then Marvin Erevin Echad, Marvin Shnei Erevin, you will be able to make one Erevin, not two Erevin, because they're not considered as distinct from each other. Halach Yudalf. Now, if the breach was less than 10 amas, but they actually want to complete it to be more than 10 amas, because they actually want to make from the two courtyards into one courtyard. So what you could do is, you could carve out on the wall, a height of 10 tefachim. In other words, that width that you want to supplement to 10 amas, make sure you carve out in the height of 10 tefachim from the ground, and then you can make one Erev, because that's already considered that breach of the Mechitza. Now, Vimbal Lifritz Lekatchila, but if you're initially coming along, meaning it was a regular closed wall, and now initially you're coming to make a Pirtza Yesem Esa Bechala Kaisla, breach more than 10 Amas in the entire wall, Tzachli is Geva Pirtza Maloy Kamasa. Then the height of the breach has to be long the entire height of the wall, meaning to see that these two courtyards are like one, that a person can pass through without any difficulty, because if not, his actions will not illustrate that his intent is to remove the wall. It's just that he wants that people could be able to use the area, and it wouldn't be indicative, and therefore here you would have to take off the entire height, in contrast to the previous, where you already had a breach, and you want it supplemented, then there would be enough to carve on the wall a height of 10 tefachim. Halachah Beis continues with similar halachas, not in height, but in depth, regarding a ditch between the two different courtyards. This ditch between the two different courtyards, amak asada berachav abba, if it's 10 tefachim deep and it's 4 tefachim wide, or you also more than that, some arvin shnei erevin, they make two different erevin, they consider as distinct, it's like a mechitza going in the depth. Pachas mechana, but less than that, ma arvin echad, you can only make one erevin, im arvin shnei, you cannot make two, because it's not considered as a partition. Now, the emir amak ba'afo ebisoris, let's say you minimize its depth by putting in dirt or pebbles, the Marvin Echad, you could only make one Erev, even if it was 10 tefachim deep. May Marvin Shnayim, you could not make two separate Erevin, because Shastam offered Tzreis Bacharitz, because generally when you put earth or pebbles in a ditch, Mevutalim, they become nullified over there, and therefore there's no more partition between the two different courtyards. Amelo Tevin Akash, but if you fill up with straw or stubble, which is fit for animal food, Imamaitin, that would not minimize the depth, because you could remove it on Shabbos. Achivatl, until you actively nullified it, but did you agree in your heart that you're never going to remove it from there, only then would that nullify that mechitza. Halachid Gimel. V'chein to emit rachbay, if you minimize its width, meaning in regards to minimizing the width from, we spoke about the depth from 10 tefachim, minimize the width from being 4 tefachim. You do it beluach with a board, a bakana, or with a reed that you put over there, things that are forbidden to be removed on Shabbos, so it's considered as if it's a permanent over there, and it's minimizing from the measurement of the partition because it's taking up the width of that ditch. That you put along the entire length of the ditch, which is separating, going along the length of the fields. So you make one Erev, we cannot make two separate Erev, because we consider them as one, not separate anymore. Now, anything that can be moved in Shabbos, for example, a sav, a seif, a basket, and a cup, that cannot be used to minimize this width of the ditch, because it might be removed on Shabbos, and then you're going to have the partition as it was. Unless you attach it to the ground, a connection that cannot be removed, until you dig with a shovel, which you're not allowed to dig on Shabbos, and therefore you know you're not going to do that on Shabbos. Nosan luach, they put a board, shadochav about tvachim, that's 4 tvachim wide, aroichav hachoretz, on the width of the ditch. So not along the entire length, but actually like a bridge to go over along the width. So then, orven echad, could only make one erev, but vimrotzim orven shnei erevim. But if you want, you can make 2 erevim, meaning it's like a Pesach. It's not like before, which you minimized the machitza because along the entire length, now the width is narrower because you put this board along the entire length. No, it's still it's actually a measurement of machitza, but you have a board that goes over it, and it's like a Pesach. We said Pesach is somewhere in the middle, depends. You could be separate, you could be together. So when you have 2 porches opposite each other, if you stretch out a board that's 4 tefachim wide from one to the other, they can make one erev together, consider them as one. But for matzav, if they want them, arvish ne'erevin, they can make 2 separate erevin. Elatzman, this one for themselves, and this one for themselves. Now, let's say they were both on the same side, vein meshava, but they're not equal in the horizontal angle. One's higher than the other one. So, if it's less than 3 handbreadth between them, harin kibbutz kechetutz dera achas. So we view them as if it's one porch, just a little bit bent, and therefore they make one erev. But if there's more than 3 tefachim between them, then they have to make 2 separate erevin, and these ones and these ones, we don't view them as one. Halacha Tezvav continues regarding utilizing a shared wall. So the kaisel shebein shnei chatzeres, this wall that's between 2 different courtyards, shurach haba, which is 4 tefachim wide, because if it wasn't, then it would be actually considered what's called a makam patra, and actually a lot of carry from it and on it. But it's 4 tefachim wide, it's its own area. But you can start tefachim mechatzezu. Now, it was 10 tefachim in height from this courtyard, but v'shava l'karka chatzeshnia, because it was on a mountain, it's actually equal to the ground, basically, of the second courtyard. Noisenach, but you give the utility of the width of that wall, l'b'nei ha'chatzesh v'shavalehem, to the people of the courtyard that it's equal to their ground. And mechatzeh mechatzeh is considered part of their courtyard, and they're allowed to carry over there on Shabbos. Because hol b'tashmish b'nachas le'elu, since the utility for those people, it's easy because it's right there on the ground. B'tashmish b'kosh le'elu, but it's more difficult for those on the bottom because it's high up for them. So nice le'elu, shol b'tashmish le'manachas, we give it to those that for them, its utility is easy. V'chein chodet shebin shtei chatzeh, same thing is regarding a dish between 2 different courtyards. If amak asar tefachim etzad chatzezu, from the side of this courtyard, it's 10 tefachim deep. But v'shom le'karka chatzeh shnei, but the other ground, which is lower down, for them actually, that's actually equal to the ground that they have. You give the width of that ditch to the courtyard that it's equal, that it's even for them. And the reason is, again, because the utility is easy for the ones that it's on the bottom, and it's more difficult for the ones that they're higher up than it. So we give it the utility for the ones that could use it easily. If the wall between the 2 courtyards was namach mechatzel yainam, it actually was lower down than the upper courtyard, but it's actually higher than the lower courtyard. So it's between the 2 of them because the courtyards were on the slope of a mountain. Shenimzu comes up b'nei elyoyin mishtamshim ba'avyoy al deshishul. The people from the upper court would utilize the thickness of the top of the wall by lowering things down. U'bnei atechtoin, the people from the lower court mishtamshim ba'avyoy, they would use its thickness of the wall on the top by throwing things on top. Shtein asurim, by the both can be forbidden to utilize the top of this wall. Atshavu shtein erbechad, until they both make an erev together as one, because we don't have it for any one more nachas than the other one. I'm lo yerevu, but if they don't make an erev, imach nisin mo'ibu kaisel zelabatim, you're not allowed to bring in anything that's on the top of this wall to the homes, to the courtyards, they're allowed to, and to bring it there, but not to the homes. V'imatzin ma'abatim avya, neither could they take out from the homes to the thickness of this wall. Halachid zayin, shnei batim, two homes, shebenein churba, between them there's a ruin, a dilapidated building, shudushu sayacha, which is a private domain. If both of them could utilize the area in that ruin by throwing, which they don't have any opening to the ruin, they just have the windows that they throw out things onto the ruin. They make a forbidden one on the other if they're not with an eruv. Now, but if one was easier, and the other one cannot throw to it because it's too deep from it, it belongs to the one, it's utility, but the one that's easier, he could utilize the area by throwing stuff into that churva. Regarding the joining together the different roofs and non-residential enclosed areas. So Kol Kag is here, all the roofs of the city. Even one roof is higher, one is lower. With all the courtyards, with all the enclosed areas that are enclosed for non-residential purposes. If not one of them has more than the area of Beis HaSayim, Im Ave HaKasalim, that's what we mentioned before, you couldn't just take from the top of the walls into the house, but Im avak sam shebenachatzes, together with the thickness of the tops of the walls that are between the courtyards. Im hamavoy sheshlam luchia kari, together with all the alleyways that have a side post or a crossbeam. Kul mishos achasim, all these areas we just mentioned, all considered halachically for Shabbos as one area. Umetalvam kulam le'erev, you're allowed to carry throughout all these areas without an erev for kelim shoshabbos and b'teichim, for vessels that started Shabbos inside any one of those areas. Avoloi kelim shoshabbos and b'teichim b'as, but not any vessels that started Shabbos inside a home, unless you made an erev, and then you could carry throughout these areas. Halacha does ketzad. How do we illustrate this halacha that you're allowed to carry throughout all the roofs and courtyards and kafifas? If you have a kli shel Shabbos b'teicha chatzav, when Shabbos started by twilight, there was a vessel that was in the courtyard. Bein erev anshei chatzav, bein lei erev. Whether the people in the courtyard made an erev or didn't make an erev, mutu la'aloisim in the chatzal gak, you're allowed to carry up that vessel from the courtyard to the roof. The rest of the all to the top of a wall. And from that roof to another roof that's near it. No matter how taller that other roof was, or lower down. Now from that other roof, to a second courtyard. And from that second courtyard to a third roof, which is by a third courtyard. And from that third roof, you could take it out to an alleyway. And from that mavoy to a fourth roof. Until you transported this bowl, this cub, throughout the entire city, through roofs and courtyards, or through roofs and enclosed non-residential areas, or through courtyards and kafifas, or all three of them, from this one to this one, from this one to that one. As long as this vessel is not going to enter to any one of the homes, unless the people from these places together had made one erev. But barring that, not going to home, it's permitted to take them throughout all these different areas. So too, let's say, when Shabbos started, this vessel was in a home. And it's taken out to the courtyard. No, you're not allowed to take it out to another courtyard, because when Shabbos started, it was in the home. Or to any other roof, or to the top of the wall, or to a non-residential closed area. Like we said, unless the people of those places made an erev, then you can transport this vessel through that one erev. Lacha Chafal continues regarding a unique heter called mechitzat tluya, a suspended partition, specifically by water, in the case when you have a sheared pit. So, if you have a pit that's between two different courtyards, which they did not make an erev together, in Mamal Men B'Shabbos, you cannot draw the water from that pit from that well on Shabbos, because it's going to come out, each one's drawing from his friend's domain. Unless they made partitions that are 10 tefachim high to separate between their domains, each one will be drawing the water from his domain. Now, where do you put these partitions? If the partition was above the water, which is a unique halacha regarding that of water, which you could have a hanging partition, so actually a tefach min mechitza, you have to have at least a hand breadth of the partition, you'd have to go inside the water. Now, if the partition was totally in the water, so you have to have at least a hand breadth of it to be above the surface of the water. That should be recognizable. This domain, in contrast to this other domain, so that neither one of them draws with his bucket from his friend's domain. So if they made on the opening of the well, they made a kaira beam that's rechava bar tfachim, that's 4 tfachim wide. This one will fill from this side of the beam, and this one will fill up water from the other side of the beam. As if you divided this portion from this other portion. Even though the water is all mixing together. This a leniency that the sages made regarding a leniency by water, where like you could do the suspended partition, because anyways, carrying of the water is rabbinic, because the water is a caramelist. And they were lenient regarding a partition because it's only really as a recognition of separation more than actual separation itself. If you have a well, that's in the middle of a path between two walls of courtyards. In other words, there was this little alleyway that went between two courtyards that belonged to both of them. And you have a well in the middle. And from the window, they would lower down the buckets with a rope to draw the water. Even though it's a distance from this wall, 4 tvachim. And from this wall, also 4 tvachim, because less than that, for sure, would be permitted to draw the water. But here it's at a greater distance. Still, shneim amalim, and both of them could draw the water from it. And sometimes you have to put out like some type of a hecker of like a protrusion. No, they don't have to put out any protrusions on top of it. Because no one's going to make forbidden on his friend, the other neighbor, through the ear space. Because since they're only utilizing this well through the windows, the other person's ear space does not make it forbidden for him. Regarding partitions and openings that got ruined on Shabbos. So chatzikatana, if you have a small courtyard, shenifritu bimelua lechatzikatana, it's totally open, it doesn't have any walls, it's totally open to a larger courtyard. Mibo again, from before Shabbos started, because if it actually breached on Shabbos, we actually would say, since it was permitted for some Shabbos, it would remain permitted throughout the whole Shabbos. But here it was from before Shabbos, anchegedele ma'arvin la'atzma mubitarim, the people of the larger courtyard, they have... They can make their own air for themselves and they could carry because they have boards that are separating from them and the smaller courtyard because they're larger. So wherever that wall goes as it turns, that's like a mechitzas. But the people of the smaller courtyard are forbidden to carry from their homes to their courtyard until they make an air with the larger courtyard, one air, because we view the dwellers of the larger courtyard as if they're in the smaller courtyard. Because the view that the smaller chutz are like the opening of the larger one, because it's totally breached to it. But the indir katan chashuv gedil, we don't view the dwellers of the smaller courtyard as if they are in the bigger one, because they have a partition blocking out the smaller ones, which are the walls on the sides. Halacha chaf hey, shtei chatzeres, two courtyards. She'evu erev echad, they made one erev derecha pesach shebenim, through that opening it's between them, or derecha chalain, or through the window, which we said they can choose to make one erev together. And the menistim haPesach oichalim b'Shabbos. Then the opening or the window collapsed or got closed up on Shabbos. So kolachas v'achas moteres la'atzma. Each one of those courtyards are permitted in their own area, even though the area is placed in the other chatzah and you can't get it out from there, because hol v'hutcher makes the Shabbos. Since it's part of the Shabbos was already permitted, hutcher kula, the whole Shabbos is going to remain permitted. V'chin shtei chatzedus she'er b'zulatzma v'zulatzma. So when you have two courtyards, that this one made an air for itself and this one made it for itself. But then and the wall which separated them fell down on Shabbos, which now when you have a breach more than 10 Amos, it's not considered like an opening anymore. So, these are still permitted for themselves and they could carry from the homes and they could carry up until where the base of the mechitza was, which they made their own air because you had this mechitza. And the other side also they could carry up until the base of the partition. Because since it was already permitted for some of Shabbos, they were able to carry in their own area. So Hutrakula remains permitted for the whole Shabbos. Now, the Avapesh and the Tesla, the Urin, even though you have additional dwellers that now are here on Shabbos because they're totally open and they see the other courtyard, Shadiyurin and Boyma Shabbos, ain't nice because dwellers that come on Shabbos don't make it forbidden to say, oh, you're not part of the Arab, you're here on Shabbos. It's only when Shabbos starts. Now, going back to the case we mentioned before, that we said the wizard window and then they got clogged up on Shabbos, what happens if Niftach HaChalein? Let's say the window opens up, v'nasa pesach, and then now it becomes an opening. V'shkaga, by mistake, or the non-Jews on their own went and opened it. So chazalatim, it goes back to its original permissibility to carry from courtyard to courtyard, because they made one erev together. And mechin shtei svinis, so do when you have two boats, where they were tied onto each other. And therefore the erev, they made an erev together, but the nifsik, then on Shabbos, the rope gets undone. So aslam tatal mezulizu, they now carry from one to the other. Even if they were surrounded with one partition. Let's say it ended up getting tied together by mistake. They go back to their permissibility because any mechitza is made on Shabbos is considered mechitza. It's just if someone did it deliberately, the Chacham penalized them that it shouldn't be effective, but if it's not b'shagig, it goes back to its original hetzah.